Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's the Hunter. It's the inaugural running, the million-dollar race at 4:20 on Saturday afternoon at Newcastle. And to help us with that race and the legs of the quaddy, Paul Joyce, hello to you.
Yes, hello, Andrew. Looking forward to this meeting. Obviously, a week away from Sydney, and we head up to Newcastle. Beautiful big track. It should be in great order. And, of course, the million-dollar Hunter. What a race it is. Huge field, 1,300 metres, and a lot of chances. It'll be a good betting race.
All right, well, let's look at the race. Due, as I said earlier, 4:20 over the 1,300 metres. Home of the Brave will come out. It's gone to Melbourne to run there. So Goodfella now gets a start.
Yeah, well, Home of the Brave was the likely leader, so that changes the map a little bit. Goodfella will go forward. Not sure what they do with Yonker. Ridden off pace last start and seemed to work okay. So then we're trying to find a leader, maybe a horse like Bonhomie, and maybe a horse such as Sir Plush. So it's going to be interesting to see who takes up. Le Remain's drawn right off the track. He can go forward. For the quaddy, I've gone 12, 3, 11, 5 and 4. I really like the 12 here, Fiesta. She's been running in the right form races, the Sydney Stakes, the Redzel Stakes. She hasn't been far away. She's been carrying the big weights. She drops to 52 here from barrier 4. And when you have a look through her overall form, she has had 10 of her 17 starts in either Group 1 or Group 2 races. So Chris Waller's always had her at the top level. She's got a pretty good record considering, and I really like her down in the weights here with the run of the race. Number 12, Fiesta. Number 3, Graf, well, he's the favourite. He probably deserves to be favourite. He's also coming through those same sort of races, the shorts, the Premier, behind horses like Piorata, Classic Legend, Redzel. They're the right sort of form races. He's got 57. Fiesta's only got 52, but he maps to get the gun run. And Chris Lee's putting the crossover noseband on, and it seemed to work really well in a recent trial. Number 11, Renewal, gets in well at the weights, perfect barrier. Different form lines coming through some Melbourne spring form, which I quite like. Number 5, Tactical Advantage, what a big win it was down the straight in a listed race during the carnival. Can he see at the 1,300? That's the query, but his strike rate, trained locally, Nash aboard. I've got to put him in the quaddy, and even though he's drawn right off the track, number 4, Brave Song, he also comes through races like the Sydney Stakes and the Redzel Stakes. So, Andrew, I'm really concentrating on the superior form lines here and horses that are dropping back in weight coming into a handicap. So it's 12, 3, 11, 5 and 4.
Righto, safe going in the Hunter there with the five of them. The benchmark 88, this is a really strong race. A couple of these were hoping to make the Hunter that have gone into this race, like Live and Free, and Bobbing eventually went this way for Bernie Kelly. Chauffeur number 3 has come out, Paul.
Yeah, plenty of speed. It's drawn right across the track. I've gone 2, 7, 10, 4 and 14. I like the 2 Bobbing coming through the Kosciuszko. He just doesn't know how to run bad races, this fellow. And he should come on from that Kosciuszko run where he ran the best splits. He's got great second up figures. And the key here really is the amount of pace. It looks as though it will be engaged up front. And that, of course, suits Bobbing's racing style. Number 7, Outrageous. Big win last start. Carried the hopes of the nation. Got the job done. And Brock Ryan keeps the ride. So 3 kilos coming off there for Outrageous fans. The 10 Into the Abyss. Well, she's had 16 of 18 starts in stakes races. The only 2 times she's ventured outside of stakes races, she's won them both. And here she is in a benchmark 88. So she looks well placed for James McDonald. Other chances in the race. I thought the 4 Miss Fabulous. You've just got to throw her in on class alone. I know she's been disappointing, but she's on a home track. There should be good speed up front. And the 14, What Could Be, is about $51. But that last start win was no fluke at Randwick, and it wouldn't surprise me if he performs well on his home track. So 2, 7, 10, 4 and 14.
A bit of value there with the 14. The 8th race, a benchmark 78 race over the 1,500. Miss Redoble's already out number 10.
Yeah, not as much speed here. I think Tarsin may even get some sort of piece up on speed here. The only other runners I could find, Soldier of Love. It's also entered at Friday Canterbury. And God Unders has drawn right off the track, so maybe they roll forward on him. I've gone 5, 3, 12, 7. I like Tarsin at the big odds. He's a last start winner at Warwick Farm. Beat a handy field. He goes up in grade, but he drops in weight. And I think he'll get a soft lead under Robbie Dolan. And he runs out a strong mile, so the 1,500 won't be an issue at all. I'm happy to gamble on Tarsin here at the big odds. To beat the 3, Musharreb, the favourite. Terrific return behind Ranier. That form's been franked, and he should come on from that run. Number 12, Soldier of Love. If he goes around here, he's a massive winning hope. Just got edged out by Jazzland last start at Randwick, but they gapped the rest of them, and he's drawn to get a lovely run. And I thought the 7, Juventus, barrier 1, James McDonald, Chris Lee's trained. he's a no-brainer for the quaddie. 5, 3, 12, and 7.
5, 3, 12, and 7 there. We'll keep everyone posted on air which way Soldier of Love goes. The last, a benchmark 72, the scratchings at this early stage, 12 and 13. So Come Along and Burning Crown, that gets starts here from good draws.
Yeah, and he should lead them, Burning Crown. I was hoping he'd get a run. He has. He'll take up the running, put a good tempo into the race. Blazing Miss will probably add some pressure with he's a hot shot, but I don't think they'll lead Burning Crown. The quaddy, I've gone 9-1, 14-17, 9 on top here. Leviathan, he's going to start favourite. The money came for him as soon as the markets were posted. He's only had the two starts. He won on debut, then he ran second to Funstar, and he really challenged Funstar that day. Then he went out for a break. He's had two trials, and they've both been spot on. So he's the horse to beat. Number one, Testifier, absolutely no luck first up at Randwick when a beaten favourite behind What Could Be. He deserves another chance, and Brock Ryan rides. The other two hopes, 14 Pelurian racing in super form, and the 17 Burning Crown are the likely leader. 9-1, 14-17. Andrew, I've overshot the budget. We're $20 for only 5% this week. But it's that sort of quaddie. They're good open races with plenty of value.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? We've got to stay alive right through it. But as it should be, that million-dollar hunter, it opens up plenty of value.
Sure does. It's like, you know, it's like the big Randwick handicaps that we have. They're always great betting races. And, you know, the top weights like Le Romain, they're going to have to carry the grandstand to win. So a lot of these lightweights with only 52, 53 kilos, they certainly get their chance to topple them.
Understand. All right. Now, you'll be joining us just after 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, going through each and every race. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to Newcastle. It's their time in the sun. Thanks very much, mate.
Always a pleasure. Can't wait. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Newcastle Racing on Saturday.